It was about 20 years ago. Some friends of mine and I were sitting in our friend Mike's living room. Mike lived in half of an old two-story farmhouse that had been divided into a duplex. The house was on the outskirts of Paducah when it was built in the early 20th century. These days, the city surrounds it. Anyway, Mike's half had the only access to the second floor bedrooms. One of them is where the previous owner, a little old lady whose husband had built the place, died in her sleep. Under the stairs to the second floor were steps leading to a dark, dank, dirt floor cellar. It was used only for storage. On the night in question, we were the only people in the house. Some were on the couch if you were in overstuffed armchairs, and the rest of us were on the hardwood floors. I was on the floor, with my back against the cellar staircase wall. Over my right shoulder and around a corner was the door to those stairs. That door was fastened shut by a deadbolt lock and held in place by an ancient Kirby vacuum cleaner, the heavy kind you need both hands and a spotter to pick up. My friend Meredith was sitting across from me on the adjacent wall. From where she sat, Meredith could easily see me and the cellar door. We were talking about something or other when I heard a sharp from my right, around the corner, from the cellar door. Meredith, then the rest of the room got quiet as the door opened out into the room, pushing the vacuum cleaner until it hit the wall with a thunk. And in the doorway? No one. Nobody. No one was there. My friend Mike's a big guy, easily 6'5", and having lived in the house as long as he had, nothing that went on there shocked him. This certainly didn't. He rolled his eyes, got up from the couch, walked to the door, stuck his head into the darkness beyond, and said, "Can you please knock it off?" Mike shut the door, locked it back, and returned the Kirby to its place right up against the door. He turned back to the rest of us, shrugged, and sat back down. Slowly, conversations resumed, and before long, the room was buzzing again. Meredith and I returned to what we were talking about. But not for long. After a few minutes, Meredith's eyes drifted toward the cellar door, then grew as big as pie plates. I began to turn around to see what she was looking at, but before I could, I heard the door then creak open, once again pushing the vacuum out into the room. And once again, no one was there. Dead silence. We were all weirded out. Well, Mike wasn't. He was unfazed. Unfazed and annoyed. He sighed, got up from the couch, stomped back over to the door, and this time he shouted down the staircase, "Look, I told you to knock it off!" He stepped back and slammed the door shut. Again. And locked it. Again. And heaved the Kirby back against the door. Again. He turned back to the rest of us and shrugged. It's a cliche, but you really could have heard a pin drop in that room. After a few beats, someone, I don't remember who, piped up, "I'm starving. Let's go to Denny's." The room cleared out in record time.